But when we worked together, you took me to a whole different level with the caliber of online influencers and the connections that you got me. It was the best money I ever spent, like hands down, best investment I ever made in my business at that time.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Purpose podcast. I'm Austin, a marketing and PR gal and small business owner, passionate about enabling purpose-driven businesses to be seen and heard through my purpose-giving gifts. If you're an entrepreneur, marketing leader, or work-from-home boss lady that's tired of crafting campaigns and pitching stories that feel purposeless and in need of a reminder of who you were purposely created to market for, you're in the right place. Inside this podcast, you'll find basic integrated marketing and PR tips that break through the darkness, thoughtful plans to help you launch and sustain your purpose-filled thing, encouragement in helping you live by your values in and outside your workplace, and much more. So friend, if you're ready to drive more light into this world by simply marketing your purpose, turn up the volume, grab your coffee, and let's dig in. Hey friend, is this you? Are you eager to get your business featured by your favorite podcast or media outlet, but you don't know where to start? Do you want to build credibility, awareness, and growth for your biz, but in a value-aligned way, but don't know how? Have you fallen into the belief that you don't have the right connections, skills, money, or time to make PR happen, but are tired of living into this belief? Oh, friend, you are in the right place. It's time you step into the role of publicist of your own brand and get placed in publications such as Good Housekeeping, All Business, Today, Self Magazine, and so many others for free and by you. And have your favorite social media influencers, bloggers, podcast hosts talk about your business right now by doing your own PR easily. It's time you build that relationship capital and credibility you thought you didn't have by learning how. Plum and Parcel PR is here to give you the knowledge and expertise to get featured. We'll help you find time in your busy schedule to start pitching yourself regularly and provide you with the systems and practices we use to make coverage happen all the time. If you're a ministry or nonprofit leader, content or course creator, an online service provider or online shop owner, a business or marketing consultant, health or wellness coach, or tech for good entrepreneur, it's time you booked a 15-minute discovery call today. Book your free call at plumandparcel.com.
I am so excited today. I have a very, very special guest and friend on the podcast today. Her name's Polly Payne, and she is a good friend of mine. She is the founder of Horatio Printing and Print School, and we're going to get all into that today. But I just want to say hello, Polly, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Austin. I'm so excited to be here today.
Yes. And Polly has, we have quite a story background. We've known each other for, I think, 10 years now. I don't know, something around there. So Polly and I have been, I would say, on and off relationship for those 10 years where we have gotten connected and then went our own ways and then came back together. And it's been a really beautiful journey for us. And originally how we got connected was Horatio Printing was one of my first clients of Plum and Parcel. And we got to go through a PR campaign, a journey together of really getting Horatio Printing planners in influencers' hands. And that was just such a fun project for me, but also I'm super excited for Polly to talk about that experience. And then since then, what her trajectory has looked like working and having her own business and how she's used PR and integrated marketing in general to expand her business and then also move into other spaces and use those same skills in other ways. So that is how we got acquainted. But Polly, first, just I would love for you to tell us a little bit more from yourself. What is Horatio Printing? What am I talking about? And then also a little bit about Print School, just your businesses and a little bit about you.
Yay. Okay, cool. So I'm Polly, like Polly Pocket, and I'm a mother of two cute kids. I live in Lookout Mountain, Georgia, with my husband, Luke. I'm originally from South Alabama and went to school at Auburn, actually studied PR. So I've been a big fan of PR for a long time and the value of it. And I started Horatio printing when I lived in New York City, pretty much through my 20s. I lived in New York and lived on Horatio Street. I was working in advertising, and I really had this pull to start my own business. I just had this feeling like there's something missing, there's something more. And I've always loved planners. I've always loved journals. I'm kind of a paper snob. I know there's some paper snobs out there that also appreciate like high quality paper goods and love, thumbing through stationery on a Saturday. So I started Horatio in 2014, which is coming up on 10 years this October, which is exciting. But yeah, started Horatio Printing on Horatio Street, and that's a product-based business. My first product was the planner. It's a Christian planner, high quality, and it really just helps you, write down your goals and your dreams and be intentional with your time, because our time is so critical for the trajectory of our life and the ability to walk out our purpose and our calling. So I did that for many years. Started off as a side hustle, went into a full-time hustle in 2016, which I think it was around the time you and I worked together. I might have still been at my corporate job, not quite sure. But anyways, we did that amazing campaign, which I'm sure we'll chat about more. And in June of 2022, that's really when I finally said yes to a dream that had been tugging on my heart for a long time. Because over the years of creating Horatio and expanding the product line and getting it into the hands of people all around the world and just growing this, I call it like my first baby. I had so many people reaching out to me that wanted to also create a planner company or wanted to also make a devotional and wanted to be published and wanted to pick my brain. And I used to do printing consultation calls, and for a while I just didn't have time to answer people. And also it was like, well, why would I share all my secrets that, I poured my blood, sweat, and tears into over the years, and all the connections you have to make and the trial and error you go through, growing a small business on your own. But finally, in June of 2022, that's when I said yes to creating a resource to equip and empower the next generation of creators to create their printed product company, because there just really isn't like an educational resource out there to help you go from idea to fully printed luxury paper product, and then also to sell and launch said product. So I built Print School, and subsequently, I built Launch School to help people do that. And it's super fun. We've got hundreds of students in there making their dreams come true and creating things that are impacting people and helping people with their problems, whether that's a grief journal or a pregnancy health journal, or we've got cancer warrior planners. We have, also more generic, like general things, different devotionals for all different types of topics, Bible studies. Really cool stuff. So it's really fun to just kind of help people and not be so stingy with the things I've learned, and help people do what I've done and then honestly go beyond what I've ever done.
You're very much about dreams, about having dreams and pursuing dreams. And I love that. Like from both the Horatio printing planner of helping people dream in that way. And I think almost maybe there's people that have experienced going through that and then having those dreams come to life for them of like, I want to build my own print product from you helping me dream in this way through this planner that you built. Now I'm having this dream to go do it myself. And that trust is already built with you that, of course, it makes sense that your customers on that front would want to potentially go explore building this with you in Print School. And I know that's not all the case. I know there are people finding you in other ways, but I love that that's very much your motto is just helping women dream and pursue their dreams. And I love for you to talk a little bit back to Horatio, how you first, obviously you had this dream to build this company, but how did you get it off the ground? Like, what were your first things that you do? Obviously there's the business side, but also I'm obviously interested in the marketing PR side. We'll get to that, but how did you just get Horatio off the ground? How'd you get that dream off the ground to start?
Well, I hired Austin. That's part of the strategy. But before I met you, the first steps were, getting the design done with my designers that I chose, getting a sample made, finding a printer, and then getting a quote for 1,000 planners. And I worked with a really expensive printer that I currently don't work with anymore, and I don't recommend, because the printer I worked with for my first run of products is about 4 or 5x what I pay now. So it really makes a difference who you print with and who you partner with, in order to keep a business going. But I had to buy 1,000 just to break even because it was going to be so expensive. And I was like, I had no idea what I was doing. When you're starting out, you don't know what you don't know. And so I bought this 1,000 planners. So I knew I had to sell them. And I didn't quit my day job, and I really don't recommend people do that until you're making adequate money or you have 3 to 6 months of income saved. And that was what I was waiting for. So I decided at that moment, okay, I'm gonna take this leap of faith. I'm gonna buy 1,000 of these products. What's the upside if I sell them? I'll make another batch and I will be so excited and it'll be great. If I don't sell them, I'll be bummed. But what's the worst? Like, can I handle the worst case scenario? And I just honestly, I didn't even ponder it that much. I'm kind of an impulsive person. And so I was like, I'm doing it. And so I got really excited. And for me, marketing, obviously, like, you want to have beautiful content. Like, I hired my designers to help me with my website. They were way more Instagram savvy than I was. They were both like 19, 20. And they were both in art school in New York. So they were super trendy and they were helping me not be such a dummy on Instagram. But in terms of really getting it out there, because I mean, at the end of the day, like, it has to reach eyeballs. Like, if you're selling a product or service, like, it has to get in front of people's faces. And my instinct for marketing was just to be super generous. I need to get this product in the right hands. I need to get it in people's hands. And my target, I knew exactly who my target was. Like, I was building this product for elevated Christians who really care about excellence. Like, those churches that they do everything like beautifully, everything's executed with excellence. And I was like, that's who it is. In New York, people are a little more trendy and fashionable. So I was just kind of picturing this like upscale New York Christian entrepreneur type person. That was my person. And who just really loves things aesthetically pleasing. And I was like, okay, I need to get my product in that person's hands. So we went to our local church and we were just giving it away to the entire church staff. Like, here you go, here you go, here you go. Because you never know, like, who knows who, especially in a city like New York. So I also found 10 pastors that really inspired me. And I handwrote letters to each of them, quoting sermons that inspired me. I called this like honor gifts. It's kind of like, your PR package, but I kind of call it like an honor gift because you're not really saying like, hey, here's this really obvious PR package that or it's not like a contract, like, I'm paying you $1,000 for you to share my thing. It was just a little more organic. And I would send them two because I kind of assumed most of these pastors were men. I kind of assumed, one for you and your wife. And the wife was kind of more who I was trying to get it in the hands of. And that worked. Like, I would say maybe 3 out of the 10, I heard back from them. They said, thank you. And through that kind of like honor gifts and just being generous with my product, it's opened so many doors down the road. I have one church in San Diego that, was always asking, hey, can I get some free journals to bless women at Mother's Day or whatever, leftover planners I haven't sold. And last year I ended up, or last 2 years, I've gone to San Diego and we've now partnered to put on a whole conference. And it's because of just like generous giving. And so that was just kind of like as a Christian, like being generous with your product and just kind of giving it away is, it's just a natural way to like receive back. And I have, a couple influencers that I would send the product to, and those have built really beautiful relationships over time. So that's kind of how it got started, but mostly it was just like grassroots at the very first year in New York, putting it in the hands of my target demo, which was these trendy, aesthetic, hip Christians.
And that was essentially what we did through our PR campaign, is just continue to extend that to the online space.
Yeah, you Christian. Took it to a whole nother level. Like when I worked with you, it was like, okay, I've put it in the hands here. And we were able, that was back when Instagram also was a little more, it was easier to catch fire. It just was like, it was the TikTok of that day.
Yeah.
And it just had the organic reach. It had the picture visibility. Like it was a photo platform back then. But when we worked together, you took me to a whole different level with the caliber of online influencers and the connections that you got me. It was the best money I ever spent, like hands down, best investment I ever made in my business at that time.
That's so wonderful to hear. And it was honestly, I was at the time taking on a wealth of different clients, and there's many others that I really enjoyed working on. Yours was just so on point with the influencers that I enjoyed working with the most, that were so eager to say yes because they align so much with your vision and my vision and other similar visions. And so it was at that time, like we're talking about, influencer marketing was so hot. It was very much up and coming. And it was when it was mostly Instagram. There were bloggers, affiliate marketing opportunities there, that was also something that at the time was just felt like it was starting to brew in the online space. But that was, it was just a really fun campaign to work on, and to see how you've continued to maintain those relationships. I think that's a big piece of it too, is that it's not a one and done. It's a continuing to keep that influencer, that partnership warm, because most of them really loved your product, that they're going out and telling their other influencer friends, and hopefully they're promoting it as well. And I know that, like you said, it isn't just for product, it can be for services as well. I'm curious how, this is kind of jumping around, but is this something that you're exploring with Print School, or is there a way in a sense where you can do this with an online course or service like this? Are you doing that today?
With influencers, not as much. In terms of like getting the reach on my course side of the business, it's a lot of word of mouth through the students themselves. And then also YouTube has been really powerful, because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to look at like, where is my person going to try to get this solution that I teach in my course? And my people go to YouTube. Like, if you want to figure out how to do something, you know, like how to fix a tire, like you go to YouTube, you know, and you Google it. And so that's where I am for that mostly. But then also podcasting, of course, like podcasting is, you know, doing interviews, doing a podcast tour, that's kind of a great way for both sides of the business, honestly, is that sort of thing, like what I'm doing now. But also being strategic with, okay, who makes sense in this space that I have a connection with, where maybe we're both solving the same problem for different people, or, you know, we're not direct competitors. So podcasting is a little more, I guess it's kind of like influencer marketing, but I can't go hand someone a Print School product in the same way I could hand them like a cute journal to take a picture with, you know? So it's definitely something to approach differently.
Well, and we're talking, we ran this campaign or started running these campaigns in 2016. So we're talking like almost 10 years, a decade. So things have essentially very much changed in the marketing and PR space in those 8 years. And like you said, podcasting has now kind of taken in an influencer space. Like that is very much a new venue for people versus Instagram, like just one-off placements. Like that's that algorithm there does not work the same as it used to. And obviously there's other ways you can take influencer marketing. And like I said, I think it still can be done for service. And it is done by service companies as well. It's just there's more creativity and different ways to do it. And it's not as visual as what we did back in the day. But yeah, podcasting is for sure a new influencer route that people are going, because yes, you'll do the podcast, but then it's going to be promoted across all the other channels that these podcasters that are now somewhat, some of them influencers have too, because they're usually on social and maybe YouTube. That's if you do a podcast interview, sometimes it's put on YouTube, and that's obviously working for you for print school. I'm also curious from, because you said that podcasting is working for both, but I mean, your expertise, you also have expertise in integrated marketing beyond what we've already talked about. So for Horatio, what are like the top three marketing strategies that are working really well for you there? And then for print school, you kind of touched on that already as far as YouTube and podcasting. But are there any others that you're like, oh, this, you know, email marketing, I know that's maybe one, just things that are for you right now are like a no-brainer, like we are doing these no matter what?
Oh yeah, so definitely the number one for me is email marketing. My email list is my number one revenue driver, and then SMS marketing just kind of blew email marketing out of the water. But at the end of the day, you still have to get people to your site in order to utilize those two channels. Maybe they're mid-funnel, you know what I mean? Because it's once someone lands on your page, then they can sign up for SMS, and then they can sign up for your email list. But those two marketing channels is my core go-to. In terms of getting people to my site, I still use Instagram, and I kind of like to just dabble in all things and keep a, let's call it a diverse marketing portfolio. And so, you know, promoting on my podcast, doing a podcast tour, that's a big strategy every year, specifically for the planners, where I, you know, try to get on about 15 to 20 shows and talk about dreams and the things I love to talk about and the ways I love to inspire people and the message that God's really given me to speak over people, to have hope, have the audacity of hope. And so that's definitely key. And then honestly, for both, when I'm doing any of those strategies of, let's say, a podcast partnership, I'm integrating that with affiliate marketing, right? So that they can have a code to share with their people, for both Print School and Horatio. And so that's a big one, the podcast touring. Still doing Instagram. I do Facebook. I don't see a huge lift from Facebook, but I do love the community aspect of it. So we're still doing that. And, you know, I'm still excited. Like when I think about integrated marketing, I'm like, I have so many things I'm excited to test, like that I haven't even tested yet, that I'm just curious about, like utilizing mini chat and trying to get folks to comment back in the comments and sending them links to special things and freebies and that sort of thing to really get people from, let's say, Facebook or Instagram or TikTok even over to the website in order to utilize the resources I have for them. So that's kind of where we're at now with all of that. We're pretty consistent across all channels. We're not using Pinterest much. That is one we're definitely underutilizing. But email marketing and SMS are top of the list.
Mm. And one thing that I wanted to know that you do with your little tours is, like you mentioned, these are around launch dates. Like these are very thoughtful, because they're not just, I mean, you obviously can be talking all the time. You can do these when you're not launching, but the tours are very strategic that they're done around launch time, so that you're getting all this, these new eyeballs and this new traffic to the site around those key moments. And then you've also talked about doing launch teams, which I think is brilliant too. Like these don't have to be, they can be influencers, but they don't have to be. They're like your key prime customers that are like customers for life, that have been with you, that will talk about you whenever and wherever. Like I love that idea too. Can you share just a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, I actually did that the first time I launched my first podcast, I did a launch team. So that was probably my first foray into it. And then last year I did a launch team for my planner launch, and it was so fun. And it was so lucrative. And I was like, why haven't I not done this? Basically, I have raving fans, not of me, but of my products. And they love the planner. They're going to buy it anyway. And so I said, hey guys, basically, sometimes you'll see this with people with their book tours too, like join the launch team. But in order to join the launch team, they have to pre-order a copy of the book. And so that's what they're doing with my planner. I have them join the launch team. They pre-order their planner. The benefit for them is they get the planner super early, and they also get to see our designs before they're actually revealed. So they get to just kind of hang out, get behind the scenes of Horatio and see the planners early, pick out their planner early, get first dibs on, the newest style that might sell out. And then from there, I give them all the marketing assets for them to share on reveal day and leading up to launch day and then on launch day. And it just helps to have this like army of helpers, especially with the algorithm being a little more fickle. It was just helpful to have like the manpower and the size of people just posting and reposting and going to your content and engaging with it. That was invaluable, and it was so much fun. Like they were all super into it, which just made it fun. And then I hosted a live event on the actual launch day, and if anyone wanted to come to Chattanooga and come to the party, we had a little in-person party, and there was probably like 30 people there, and that was just fun to get to like hug people in real life and all of that. So yeah, that was super integrated.
And these are essentially brand ambassadors, or like that's what they are. And it's a great idea to just keep these people warm all the time. And it obviously is, that's one thing about all this is it's like, oh, it's great to do all of it, but each one of these pieces of marketing are a beast to carry and to follow through on. So I love talking about it all because it's like, yes, you should be doing all this, but I'm being realistic that we're small teams, that there's only so much we can do. But I'm the same. We're dabbling in it all and obviously testing what works and what doesn't, and leaning into what does work and keep repeating that is obviously the best use of your time. But anyways, I have loved this conversation. Is there any other PR and integrated marketing strategies you'd recommend when launching or sustaining a business? I know we've talked a lot, but any others that come to mind that you're like, oh, this isn't one other thing that you should try? And if not, no worries.
Yeah, I don't know if this is considered integrated marketing, but it's definitely a hack, not a hack, but like a tip to drive sales. And it's just creating urgency. There has to be urgency or else people get distracted and don't do the thing. And so with my launches, one thing that makes them I think pretty powerful is there's this sense of urgency with doorbusters and like a prize winner for the first shopper of the day, and the first 200 people get this gift with purchase and that sort of thing. It really makes it fun. It also makes it chaotic and stressful at times. It's like, oh, the code didn't work. It's always like this big fun moment on launch day. The first like 10 minutes are just absolute insanity because everyone wants to win like the $300 or $400 grand prize. But that is so much fun. And it's like I've been doing that now for I think 4 years, this big urgency play on launch day, and also giving a huge discount to anyone that shops on launch day and free shipping and upgraded packaging. And that's just been super fun and I love it. And so that's something that, if you have a launch coming up soon, it's like, how can you drive excitement and urgency and energy around your launch day and really gift, be generous with those early buyers? And you can be super creative in how that looks.
Love it. All right, Polly, where can people find you if they're like, I am loving this conversation and I need to learn more about Polly?
Yeah, so you can go to HoratioPrinting.com. That's my core product-based business, Horatio Printing. You can also go to dreamprinting.co. That's where my, let's call it, academy is. That's where print school lives. You can learn more information there. Check out the blog, learn more about me and more about what I offer and all of that. I have a podcast as well, the Dream Printing Podcast. So you can just type that in wherever you love to listen to podcasts and I will be there.
Thank you so much, Polly. It has been a pleasure as always, and I can't wait for people to tune in. So until next time, we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Austin.
Hi, friend. If this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or helped you feel more purposeful, the biggest thank you would be to leave a quick review on Apple iTunes, reshare on social media, tagging my team and me at Plum and Parcel, or pop this episode over to a friend via text, letting them know that this podcast might have a positive impact on their life too. I hope to meet you back here real soon. Now go out into the world and start marketing your purpose. See you next time.